Who would have ever thought Brandon Marshall and Adam Pac-Man Jones would create a story when the two hooked up in practice this week? Well, many did, and the two have turned a competition into a friendly battle that has created headlines since the first practice. The words exchanged have been in fun. They are friends, and both wanted to make that clear.
You know, it's all fun. You know, we joked about it, and I told him to spice it up a little bit. Don't stop letting me win.
It's cool, though, man. Me and B good friends, you know, it's nothing personal. When we get out here, compete, you know, and have a good time.
I think both those guys just having fun. A lot of respect level there by both guys, and just going out and competing. Brandon has a hard time staying quiet, though, after someone takes a shot at him. I do know that.
So the story starts yesterday. The two go head-to-head. Jones says Marshall is no TO. Marshall retaliates by putting a sticker on his back that reads, 21 is no champ.
I have the same confidence against Champ, but the only thing about Champ is I'm not going to win a lot of them, you know? It's about 50-50 right now. I count every day. All my wins against Champ, I count and mark them down. And I got a little saying, every time I go against him, and I say, if I catch a ball, boy, I'm going to the Pro Bowl.
This morning, the two continue to go head-to-head. Marshall had promised another sticker, and you can see quite well what it said. And finally, Marshall came out on the very last practice with one final message that read, game over. So who won this battle? If you ask around, most say Marshall got the best of Jones, but Pac-Man says that is only because Marshall changed his routes.
Get the best of me, man. He ain't doing that, changing the routes every time on whatever leverage I am, he changes. So, you know, but it's fun, man. Like on that go route, he had a dig. On the comeback, he said he stuttered because I was up on him. You know, but, you know, it's one-on-ones. It's an offensive drill. What he do out here in team and 7-on-7, I take it from that. But, you know, as long as I'm around the ball, I'm happy with it.
Marshall, however, disagreed.
Well, when you see Peyton Manning come out and he sees different coverages, whether it's press or off coverage, he changes it up. As a DB in the NFL, you know, press coverage, you're supposed to make your money doing that. So let's get it. So I just said, let's go deep. We went deep. We were 100% today going deep on Pac-Man Jones. Adam, sorry. And we won.
We hope you have enjoyed this story of Brandon Marshall and Adam Jones. The moral of the story, it was all fun and games between two competitors. For more on today, let's look at some of the highlights.
Yeah! Think they heard me?
Tensions were high today during practice. After this play was over, action started to happen away from the camera between Marcus Thomas and Cowboys offensive lineman Flozell Adams. During the skirmish, Adams removes the helmet off of Thomas and appears to take a swing at his head, causing many Bronco players to jump in. We just talked about it. Here is Brandon Marshall taking Adam Jones deep early in practice and raises the ball in the air to say who is the winner. Jay Cutler shows off his arm strength here, fitting it into a tight window with Brandon Stokely coming up with the reception. The defense made a statement today against the Cowboys' first team offense. First, Dre Bly picks off Tony Romo on a third down. Next, Carl Pema stays with Terrell Owens and breaks up this pass in the end zone. And Marcus Thomas gets to Romo for the sack, just part of a big day for Mr. Thomas. Finally, in the afternoon session, a couple of plays by the offense. This one on the ground by Andre Hall, who hits the open hole and gets to the outside. And after throwing an interception, Patrick Ramsey comes right back on the next play to hit Brandon Marshall in stride. That's going to do it for today. The Broncos will have a light walkthrough in the morning to close out training camp.